Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Stones skipped across the sea. Letters drawn in the
sand. You may not recall, but I still can. The track you're listening to is called Love in Ruins, off Keeping Time, the debut album from Jenny D and the Delinquents. Jenny D is better known to Boston music fans as Jen Dangora. She's the singer-songwriter for garage rockers at the Downbeat 5. She's also with the punk group The Dents. Clearly, The Delinquents is a departure from Dangora's old stuff. It's a Motown-inflected girl group, complete with the matching dresses, hairdos, and swinging hips. And I know it's easy to say, yeah, female retro soul, Amy Winehouse, etc. Been there, done that. But Jenny D and the Delinquents is different. For one thing, there's joy in the music. And another thing, they've caught the attention of Massachusetts megastars Aerosmith. But how did Jen Dangora and her husband, bassist Ed Valauskas, go from garage rock and punk to, well, this?
So this is actually a tribute to Walking in the Sand. Remember Walking in the Sand?
Shangri-La's,
done by the Shangri-La's, yeah. Actually, the first time I heard that song was not the Shangri-La's version. It was the version done by Aerosmith.
Really?
Honest to God, yeah. And so a lot of my girl group influences came in from weird places.
Okay, so we don't necessarily have the Aerosmith version at the moment.
Which is totally fine.
Yeah. But we do have the original Shangri-La's version. Here's Walking in the Sand.
No. Remember. Walking in the sand.
Remember.
Walking hand in hand.
Remember.
The night was so exciting.
Remember,
smile so inviting.
Remember.
What is it about this kind of music, about Walking in the Sand, for example, that you love so much?
It's pretty much the Seagulls sound.
You know, you don't get that kind of drama in a lot of music today, or it comes in different ways, but that to me, like the Seagulls and the atmosphere, it's just so like dramatic and campy, and I think they really captured that teen angst.
And Ed, I mean, you play bass, right?
I do.
And you've been a big part of the music scene, putting out a lot of great music from Q Division Studios in Somerville. I read that you helped produce Eli Paperboy Reed.
I did.
As well. So this form of music it's not unfamiliar to you.
No, not at all. And like much like Jen said, I grew up, you know, listening to that stuff on AM radio as a kid.
But did you get a chance to play it a lot?
No, I've always been in, like, kind of dumb hard rock bands, which I love, too. But that style of playing, like James Jamerson, Duck Dunn, kind of almost overplaying where it's the foundation kind of for the whole song, it's not terribly applicable in rock music. So It was kind of fun to actually get to play the style of music that I really, you know, bass playing style that I dig.
Yeah, I guess I should say that while all the vocals, I mean, there are three women who do the vocals, the band backing you is pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much like a two guitar, bass, drums, keyboard kind of straight up rock band kind of thing. But when you add the three vocalists, a horn player, and a percussion guy, you know, you're up to 10 people.
Here is the title track off Keepin' Time.
My mama tried to warn me many times. All these men are the same, don't matter who is
Was it a little nerve-wracking for you to try and sing this kind of music? Because I read that you said you were nervous that you had to hit every single note.
Yeah, a little bit, because in my other two bands, I mean, if I didn't hit the note, it wasn't that bad because I yelled a lot.
Yeah, you're pretty much screaming the entire time, so you can fudge a lot of things.
Yeah, and, you know, I'd eventually get there. But on the, you know, with this stuff, you kind of got to hit it. Yeah.
That's Jenny D and the Delinquents with Keeping Time, the title track off their album Keeping Time. Jen and Ed, let me ask you, I mean, you mentioned that your first introduction to the Shangri-Las was actually, well, I guess to Walking in the Sand, was through Aerosmith,
yes.
Right? And that got me thinking that the Boston music scene is really, it's known kind of for more for its rock and than anything else. Everyone loves like a good strong guitar riff here in the city. So when you get up on stage and suddenly you're throwing this sort of 60s girl sound at them, did you get a lot of blank stares from people in the audience?
It depends on where we play.
Yeah.
Like in Malden. we played this weird little bar in Malden and it was like tables of families looking utterly confused, like somehow the 60s didn't happen for them.
but also when we started out, it was kind of a tough transition because Ed and I were known for being in rock bands. So the first gig we played were a lot of our friends, you know, came to in Boston. I got a lot of "I liked you better with a guitar" kind
really?
Of thing because we had the moves and they weren't used to that. And
did you have the matching dresses
yes,
too?
Yes, we did. And you know, it finally caught on and people got used to it. But I think you can affect people as much with some really powerful dramatic vocals as you can with a guitar solo.
Well, I want to actually reach back a little bit more because the sort of retro soul revival has kind of been going on for a little while. I mean, everyone, you know, has heard about Amy Winehouse and stuff, but I want to reach even further back to someone who I think is an even bigger influence, maybe not on you in particular, but on this sound, and especially when it comes to women embracing retro soul music, and that's Lauryn Hill. So let's listen to this. So that, of course, is Doo-Wop, That Thing, off the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill from 1998, just truly an outstanding album. And the reason why I bring Lauryn Hill up is because this sound, the sort of doo-wop 60s sound, it's very smooth, it's almost saccharine, but you can wrap really edgy lyrics inside that music. And I feel like a lot of women are doing that. Is that something that Jenny D and the Delinquents have tried out?
Not in that particular genre.
And I guess I'm asking because when I listened to another one of your songs on your debut album, More Fun to Beat 'Em, I thought I heard something a little more edgy there. So let's listen to that. This is More Fun to Beat 'Em from Jenny D and the Delinquents.
I can hear them talking as I walk by, and I won't hang my head so they can see I'm not crying. They brought me down big.
So a super fun sound, but in that song, I mean, I caught a lyric, I think if I heard it right, that you sing, "When they feel threatened, women can be so cruel. It's like solitary confinement when they turn on you." So what are you trying to say there?
To be quite frank, a little bit of an issue that I had with a little competition in the Boston music scene with other women, I didn't know how to handle it. You know, like I was shocked because I also believe in that solidarity, and why wouldn't we band together? because it's still such a boys' club, you know, in most respects. So, you know,
Tell me more. I mean, there's intense competition between women in the Boston music scene?
I wouldn't say it's intense right out there competition, but it's there.
I mean, Boston, it is a little competitive in terms of just how people view being in the music scene. It's like any time you see one of your friends get a record deal or have something go really well for them, suddenly they suck and no one likes, you know what I mean? It's just, it's just dumb.
You know, we had a roll going, like, with Fenway and, you know, Symphony Hall and then... like
Jenny Dean, the Delinquents.
Yeah, we got really lucky.
Yeah.
Over the last year, just like opening for Giles and Aerosmith at Fenway Park was possibly the most ridiculous 20 minutes of our lives. But, you know, there's definitely some people who were like, we should have got that kid. You know, it's like, whatever.
So what's next for Jenny D and the Delinquents? I mean, like, as you mentioned, you played at Fenway Park opening for Aerosmith and Jay Giles. That's awesome and huge. So where do you go from there?
I think for the next record, what I'd really like to do is kind of throw a twist in there and bring a little bit of my own roots into this style of music.
Yeah. Well, I've heard that you've said that you don't want to end up being something like the B-52s.
Oh, no, quite the opposite. Actually, like, I thought that was a great example of a band that kind of took the girl group thing, really, although Fred Schneider wasn't a girl, but you know what I mean. But the background singers and what they were doing with their voices and things like that, I thought it would be cool to incorporate that kind of thing. Like, why not take the background vocals and not necessarily make them 60s, make them something else, you know? So that's just a few of the ideas in my head. Yeah.
Well, the group is Jenny D and the Delinquents. Jen Dangora is the lead singer, and Ed Velauskas is the bassist. And both of them were with me here in the studio. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us. This was really great.
Jenny D and the Delinquents will be playing the first night of the 2011 Boston Rock and Roll Rumble this weekend.
More
information at our website, radioboston.org.